May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all our hearts, be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. John Range this morning has fixed me up with a wireless microphone, so I've got to be careful where I'm speaking and who I'm speaking to, in case I may be speaking about somebody I shouldn't be speaking about. During the Second World War, there was a man who was stationed in the Philippines. And while he was there, he discovered how the Filipinos captured monkeys. What they would do is they would take a coconut and they would chop the top off the coconut and they would pour out the milk and they would take the flesh out of the coconut. And then they put some rice in the coconut and then they would put the coconut in a clearing. After a little while, the monkeys would come to investigate. What it would do, it would find the rice and it would reach into the coconut and try to pull it out. But as soon as the monkey grabbed the rice, the monkey was trapped. The monkey now has to make one of two choices. First of all, you know, does it let go of the rice and pull out its hand? Or does it refuse to let go of the rice? In its preoccupation with trying to figure out whether to let go of the rice or hold on to the rice, that's when it gave time for its captors to come and capture the monkey. It was gotten every time. The monkey was faced with a choice. Whatever the monkey decided was going to determine how the rest of that monkey's life was going to be lived. It's either going to be in captivity or it's going to be in freedom. I love that story because I really believe the story of that monkey is the story of every single one of our lives. The choices we make determine how our life is going to be lived. We're either going to live it in a spiritual freedom, or we're going to live it in a material captivity. And also, if we say that we've made a choice to live our life being a follower of Jesus of Nazareth, then our choices should reflect us trying to live how God would have us live, in freedom, not in captivity. And it's not just about Sunday morning. It's about the whole of our life. Everything we do. In the gospel this morning, we have a story about the man who asks Jesus a question about an inheritance. Now, it was quite normal for rabbis to be asked questions to settle people's disputes. Quite normal. But Jesus takes the question, and then Jesus does as always Jesus did. He takes the question and he uses it to make people think, not just about the inheritance to be divided, but about that deeper need and the use of our possessions. And Jesus even used a word from the Ten Commandments. Ooh, I guess it was okay in his day to be public about that stuff. But he used the word from the Ten Commandments. The word was covet. He warns his listeners to beware of all covetousness. And then he goes on to tell the story about this man who is consumed with only one thing. Himself. If you read that gospel carefully, that fella refers to himself no less than 11 times. 11 times. What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops. I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build bigger ones. I will store my grain and my goods, and I will say to my soul, look how good I am. You know, there are not many of us who think we have the problem of overabundance that this man faced. Most of the time, in all of our lives, there never seems to be enough dollars to do what we want to do. But you know something? When we take a very serious look at how much we have and what we have got, we are extremely, extremely rich. And that makes it far more important if we say we are followers of Christ to set priorities and to make our choices that reflect our understanding of who God is and what God requires of us. Our choices are also going to reflect if we've chosen a life of freedom in God or a life of captivity to stuff. The choice will simply reflect if we've chosen to live with a coconut on our hand, clinging on to what we have in pursuit of getting more, consumed with the latest race for the latest gadget, being captive to selfishness. Or we can let go of the race. And we can have a freedom that enjoys a dependence and a trust in Almighty God. This story is not just about possessions. This story is about a spirituality that finds a reflection in the right understanding of possessions. It's about understanding that our life does not consist in the abundance of possessions, but how we use and how we share those possessions. If any of you ever watch TV, or if any of you ever listen to radio, or any of you ever read the newspaper, or any of you drive down the road and look at the billboards, you know that we live in a society that for most minutes of every day, we are being told that we need more stuff to make our life better. And we're in that society. And what we tend to do is cling on to our stuff. And then we find ourselves in pursuit of more stuff. So we work more hours. We go deeper into debt. We sacrifice time with our family. And you know something? The so-called American dream has turned for many families into a nightmare. And Jesus begs the question of us today: how much do we really need? And at what cost? There was a rich industrialist went on vacation one time. And he's walking by the seashore and he sees this fisherman just sat by his boat, gazing into the sea. And the rich industrialist says, "Why aren't you out there fishing today?" Fisherman said, "Well, because I've caught everything I need." So the rich industrialist says, "Well, why don't you catch more fish than you need?" And the fisherman says, "Well, what would I do with them?" And the rich guy says, "Well, he could earn more money. And then he can buy a better boat. Then you can go deeper and catch more fish. And then you make more money, you can purchase some nylon nets and you can catch even more fish and you'll make more money. And soon you're going to have a fleet of boats and you're going to be rich like me." And the fisherman said, "But then what do I do?" And the rich industrialist said, "Well, then you could sit down and enjoy life." The fisherman says, "What do you think I'm doing now?" So many of us today are living with coconuts on our hands that we are not able to touch, not able to enjoy the good things that God's given to every single one of us. And so often we become so preoccupied with what we think is self-preservation that we don't even see the gifts that God's trying to give to us. How many rooms do we need? How many cars can you drive? How many meals can you eat? Is our life one of captivity? Driven by keeping up with the Joneses? Or is it one of freedom? Where we live our life by acknowledging what our real needs are, meeting those needs and being content. Remember a story about a family playing a game of Monopoly. And the dad won. But I mean, he didn't win. He just beat him up badly. He had all the hotels. He had all the houses. And by golly, he had all the money. And his wife and kids went to bed mad at him. Furious. And so he says, "Oh, I'll put the game away. You all go to bed." You know? And so there he is with his houses and his hotels and his money, and he starts to put it away, and his kids are mad at him in bed. And here he started to put all the houses and all the hotels and all the money back in the box. Then he realized, you know what, guys, no matter how many houses, No matter how many hotels, and no matter how much money, in the end, for all of us, it goes back into the box. For all of us. And in the end, when it goes back into the box, will our hands be free of the coconut? Amen.